whenever we think about religious education within our Unitarian Universalist movement, a name you cannot ignore is that of the Reverend Sophia Foss. She's considered the sort of mother of modern Unitarian Universalist religious education. And she wrote a piece that we read at Christmas time, the thing about every night a child is born is a holy night. And she also wrote a very good piece, kind of an updated version of William Ellery Channing's words we heard earlier about the about what it means to offer religious education in the kind of setting that we do here. I'm going to ask you to take your hymnals and turn to selection number 657. We're going to share her words together. I'm going to start with the people on my side, and you folks over here will read with Chris. Some beliefs are like walled gardens. They encourage exclusiveness
and the feeling of being especially privileged.
Other beliefs are like candles and lead the way.
Some beliefs are like shadows, clouding children's days with years of unknown calamities.
Other beliefs are like sunshine, blessing children with the warmth of happiness.
Some beliefs are divisive, separating the saved from the unsaved, friends from enemies.
Other beliefs are bonds in a world community where sincere differences beautify the patterns.
Some beliefs are like blinders, shutting off the power to choose one's own direction.
Other beliefs are like gateways, opening wide vistas for exploration.
Some beliefs welcome persons of self-hope. They like the growth of resourcefulness.
Other beliefs nurture self-confidence and enrich the feeling of personal worth.
Some beliefs are rigid, like the body of death, impotent in a changing world.
Other beliefs are pliable, like the young sapling, ever-growing with the upward thrust of life.
Let's take a moment to reflect on these words, reflect on what it is we strive and do offer our children, young people in our program here. Let's be together for a moment of silence. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life, makes of the many one. So may it be.